Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, that makes it.
Well, what's happening, everybody? This is Wardell Parts Jr. You listen to Solar Records Radio on Indie Jazz Day. And, you know, guys, I just wanted to tell you, I'm so excited because today is the release. Today is the release of Dynasty's first song. I mean, with all of, you know, exclusive members of Dynasty from back in the 80s, first time in 33 years that we put out a song together. And so it is today when you can start your pre-ordering of our new single. And I'm so excited because it's a 45. And so I can't even stop thinking about it. I was all night long, just my anxieties was gone because I'm just so excited. And I hope that you guys will find something there that will bless your heart, because I think it will. You know, just you being able to reach back and go from being, going back from being old school and still try to compete with what's happening today. And it's not really a competition as much as it is just following our dreams and our passion and say, hey, you know what? If we're still here, we might as well go ahead on and do something. And so that's what we did. And man, oh man, God is good. And ABC loved it, and they put it out, and it just started today. And so much love to those guys over there, Jeff and Danny. Much love. We appreciate you guys, the CEOs of ABC. And man, oh man, I'm telling you guys, just really, really excited. And so I hope that you guys are excited for us and will, you know, support us indie artists, because that's what we are, indie artists, right? And so I want you to also know this, that we're looking forward to talking to Carrie Taylor sometime in the show, because she's gone number one, you know, and so it's so good to see that. I'm so proud of her. You know, she was on our show about a month ago and just talking about her music, and all of a sudden every week it just kept going up the charts and going up the charts. So what a blessing, what a beautiful blessing. I am out of the studio. I am in the convention center in the city of Austin, Texas, and wow, it's a beautiful thing. I'm here supporting my son and his business, and so you know, it's a business convention with all the different vendors come, and the name of his company is Rourke. And Rourke in his clothing line. And so, we're just hanging out with him and just having a blessed day. So, listen, it is hump day on Solar. We know throughout the week it is Wednesday, and we're right in the middle of the week. Things have been going and going and going. And so, you know, we're getting a little beat up. But, you know, you can tune in to Solar Records Radio every Wednesday and just chill out with us, right? And hear some of these great indie artists, and just hear some good jazz here on Solar Records Radio. So let's get it going. We had our brother Ty on last week, and so I'm gonna go to Ty's music and kick this off, guys. So thank you so much for being a blessing and loving us here and blessing us here at Solar Records Radio. So let's get this thing rolling. We love you.
Feeling. baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of his hand.
To do this together, it was very emotional for us And I tell you, it was iron sharpening iron, going to the studio and working together after all these years. You had to get all the rust off of each other and get the stuff done and back and forth. But we ended up being really blessed with ABC. They believed in us and they continued to push us and support us and love us. And we got everything done. And what a beautiful blessing it is. And I love being with a legitimate record company that really, really supports you and do what they say they're going to do and do it professionally and with a lot of class. So hats off to ABC. Thank you guys so much for blessing my group, Dynasty. All right, guys. So, but anyway, I a couple of weeks ago, I had my friend Sydney Justin on. Who is the lead singer of The Miracles. He had replaced Smokey Robinson. And he also was in Shalimar with Howard Hewitt. And then when Howard Hewitt left, he became the lead singer for Shalimar. And so it was a very interesting time for him to, and he was hoping to do some of the stuff that we did on them, but they started changing the music and the format to something completely different. And he made him really uncomfortable. And so he found his way to The Miracles, and he's been there with them for about 20-something years now. And so I was really blessed to have him on as an old friend of mine and a neighbor, and just proud of him. He also is a professional football player. And but his voice is just absolutely amazing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song, and it's The Miracle, Silent Night. Silent Night, okay, here on Solar Record. It is that time of the year, right? It is that time of the year where people start to get a little cozy and all that good stuff. So I'm just very excited, man, very blessed. All right, guys, so thank you for tuning in today. Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. Let's move. Bye.
sleep in heavenly peace.
Nashville some white milk. I said I don't know about that one, but God's chemical laboratory of redemption. He took my black soul, stained with sin, that is, and he dipped it in red blood, the blood of Jesus. And I came out white as snow. You know the angels in heaven done cried.
Yeah.
Barry White right there from, oh my God, from Collage. Y'all remember Larry White? Amazing guitarist and stuff. And man, oh man, I'm so proud of him. And I'm waiting for the video. I'm waiting for them to get us the music so we could promote them even more so here on Solar Records Radio. And I'm just having a really good time. It's just really a very beautiful and blessed day for me. And my mom, by the way, is doing really good. She had her surgery, so thank you guys all for your amazing prayers. That's been a really big blessing for me and my family. And my mom, she's something else, man. She's ready to get going. So we're looking forward to our guests to call in. And so I'm looking forward to hanging out with her shortly here. Hold on. Oh, man. They got me multitasking over here. And I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to be doing here. But I'm not sure if I even did that right. But, guys, we are so blessed, and I'm so grateful for you guys. When we come back, we should be on the line with Carrie Taylor. Her song went to number one, and we're so happy for her. Let me just make sure I did that right. Yeah. Six. Yeah. So, yeah, she's a – as a matter of fact, I'm about to bring her on right now. So just give me a second. We are out here at the Convention Center in Austin, Texas, and it is so beautiful. It's such a beautiful day. God has been good. I've been being blessed all day long, and I'm so grateful for what he's done for me and my family and my friends and their families and stuff. And I want to say to Astrid over there, thank you so much for, posting and helping me out with the songs and stuff. And I want to say to Greg, thank you so much for your amazing work and always your amazing support here at Solar Records Radio. As a matter of fact, he's the one that got this lady on the line again. So let's just bring her on in. What's up, Carrie?
Hey, hi, Wardell.
How are you?
I'm you good. So how are you?
Oh, I'm moving on up. I'm moving on up.
All right.
We
are
there.
Moving on up.
That's right.
All the way up.
That's right. And you know, you remember what was that TV show? Moving on up.
Oh yeah.
To the east side, yeah. So anyway, how's everything been? I'm so
well, I'm already on the east side already,
border.
So
well, congratulations. I heard it's in order, and I'm so happy for you. You are number one now.
Thank you so much.
Wow, my God. That is so cool. I'm so proud of you. So tell us, how does that feel?
I'm still on a cloud. It was so funny because my brother, he always checks it out for me, checks the charts, the music charts. And each time that I was moving up, I didn't even know myself until, you know, they let me know, but I hadn't gone in my email to see. And he would always call and, you know, say, hey, you know, you're number 21, you're number 11, you're number, you know, 18 now. You know, he was calling me, telling me each time. So when it was number two, he called, he said, are you sitting down? I said, no. He said, sit down. I said, okay, what's wrong? And I thought it was something wrong with my mom, you know.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, you're number two on the charts. I said, you're kidding me. And I was so excited, right? So this time he sent me a text. He said, and he just started saying how proud of me he was. He says, but I'm going to tell you, girl, you are number one this week. And then I said, let me check my email. Normally they tell me. And so they sent me the chart, and they sent me the radio plays and the radio report, and it's sure enough number one. And I was like, oh my God, I start moving around, I start jumping, I'm like, ah, I'm screaming my butt.
Oh man, I love it.
He's like, I'm not gonna post it. I'm gonna let you post it. I was like, okay. So it's exciting. I can't believe it. Really, I'm just like, wow. Okay. Wow.
Yes, I can believe it because it's very good. You're very good. You do well. You know what you're doing. Your music is awesome, and you know, and you've been blessed in this. And I'm excited. I mean, there's so many people like you that don't get that. Get the love like that. And so you deserve it, sweetheart. You've been doing this for a while, and you finally decided, you know what, I'm going to do this right. I'm going to invest in myself and make sure I push myself and you know, make sure that, you know, everything, all the pieces are moving that need to move to help me to set this career off. And you did it, and you did it well, and congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so really humbled by this experience. It's like, you know how you're excited, but I don't want to brag about it. You know, I'm excited, you know, and I'm
yeah,
grateful.
Yeah.
I'm grateful and thankful. Okay, so I'm number one. So now, what's next? What do I need to do next? You know, I'm in that frame of mind, like not in a celebratory frame of mind. You know, some people, I'm number one. Hey, you know, yeah, I'm not that.
I'm just like, okay.
So I'm number one. So what? How do I stay there? And you know, how do I? You know, I have a lot better music, so I know I'm going to put that out. But what's next? You know, how can I take it to even a different level? You know, how can I get it, you know, my music on, you know, commercial radio now? That's the next step. So I'm still in the, you know, we still got work to do. You know, that, okay, number one, that people like, it's number one. Like, okay, but we got work to do. So that's where I'm at.
Well, I want you to... I want you to really take a moment and really enjoy the celebration part of it, because it truly is a mission accomplished. Of course, you have work to do, and you're going to continue to do that because that's just who you are. You are born to do this, and so you've been doing it. And when it's time for you to enjoy your props, you should enjoy them. And so we're going to enjoy it with you and for you. And so we don't want you to not, you know, jump up and down with us. You know, you just stand there in the middle. We all jump up around you. You know,
look, you guys are trying to jump up around.
Don't be too humble.
You're trying to work.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. That's probably why you are where you are, because you're diligent. And so... We're just so excited for you. So I'm glad you came back on just to, you know, to share this with us, because, you know, the listeners here really love you and enjoy.
Aww.
I mean, your abilities, your gifts, and your enthusiasm about what you do and your passion about what you do. So I want to say thanks for being so gracious for coming on and just, you know, sharing this with our listeners. We appreciate that very much.
Absolutely.
Greg's gone crazy. One of the associate producers gone crazy over your stuff. He really loves your stuff. He's a big, big fan. He loves stuff. And he has a big, big heart. And so he does it. I mean, he really just goes for it. And so...
And he made a flyer. I'm going to use that flyer. I'm gonna put that flyer. I'm gonna post that flyer and everything. I'm gonna use it.
All right.
You put a flyer on my Facebook, and I was like, oh wow, can I use it?
Oh
so,
yeah, he's very talented. He's really talented. I'm impressed with this work. Well, so the song that's number one is called
I'm Moving Up.
Right, and so
I'm moving it.
I want to play this. I'm so I'm going to play it, but is there anything else you would like to say before we play yourself?
Just that it's a song that will inspire you and motivate you to do great things, you know, to step out of your boxes, to push through negative environments, negative people, negative anything that's negative or problems that you might be going through. It's a song that should inspire you to push through that, you know, and to and to look for the good in all negative things, because it's always a positive outcome if you stay in a positive frame of mind, even though, you know, you might be in a bad environment or a relationship that's not good for you, or, you know, you got, you know, people, you know, talk about you. You're just in a bad space, or just, you know, you might just be in a bad, you know, way. But there's always start thinking positive, and you stay clear away of negative situations and learn from them. Now, you got to learn from those negative situations, but
absolutely
take the positive route, and then, you know, you can move up to the next level. You can move out of your negative situation. So whatever you're going through, you can just move up and move out of it.
Wow. That was, how much we owe you for that? That was some great advice right there. Yeah. So, let me see. Also, Ricky Freeze, you need to call your cousin Ricky.
Oh, I will call him. He should be calling me anyway.
Yeah, you know, because Dynasty, we just released our first single with all the original members since 1988 and on ABC Records. And it just got the pre-sales just started today. So we are ecstatic and so excited.
Congratulations.
And so we're
that's awesome.
Yeah, and Ricky produced it.
Did he?
Yes, he produced it. So we're just really happy. Yeah, so give him a call. And I'm surprised he hasn't called. Did he call you yet?
No, not yet. If he did, I've been, you know, I was on vacation. I just came back actually today to my mom. I've been on vacation for the past week. Yeah, past 10 days or so.
Well, tell mom hello, please, and auntie hello. My mom just got out of surgery. And my mom just got out of surgery, and she's doing good. And so our moms are very precious to us, there's something. It was a show I was on. I forgot which show it was. I forgot what station it was on. But we were talking about women and men, and I remember saying that, you know, I'm sorry I'm getting emotional, but I was remember saying that, you know, men, like a lot of times when we get older in relationships, you know, first of all, women usually outlive us, which was really sad, but it is a reality. For the most part, sometimes if the woman outlives the man, a lot of times they don't remarry. But when men outlive the woman, they usually remarry. And so we were just talking about that, like, why do you think that is? And I remember saying, you know, women are sacred. Like, we come from them. You know, we come from them. And I think so what ultimately happens
we
is
come
that
from
we're...
No. Women come from men.
Oh, well, both, right?
Right.
Human beings,
but I know what
sometimes.
You're saying. A
human
woman
beings.
Carries.
I mean,
the
we
baby.
Come from.
That's what you're coming
right.
from.
Right. A woman carries. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So we come from. Yeah. So that right. That's been our birth. You know. That's where we were conceived at. And so it's so sacred to to me. And so we were just talking about this with a board, you know, a bunch of people and stuff. And so with men, we usually like women to tell us what to do. They've been taking care of us since we were born. They've been telling us what to do since we were born. So it's like we used to having somebody to tell us what to do and everything. Whereas women have always been, you know, even my little, I mean, my little daughter, she is like a mother to my sons. I'm like, she did, you know. And so, and both of them have passed her by, you know, at least 5 to 7 inches in height now as they gotten older, and now they look down at her. But before, I remember when they were little, they used to look up to her, and, you know, and she was just so bossy. It's just, but it's something about the makeup of a woman. And I said, you know, when we said sacred, we all kind of agreed, yeah, there's something very sacred about a female. It's very, it's just something there that's just so powerful. And I think the, even the women, they just don't want to be going from one man to another. They've been with you, this man, for so long. I'm not going to go and start off at 60-something, 70 years old or be with another, you know, somebody else. And a lot of
but you
sons
know what it
don't
really
want them.
Is?
What's that?
You know what it really is?
What is it?
For some women, especially if she loves him enough to marry him. And I'm not saying all women like this, because there are some women, you know, that are different. But for a lot of women, sometimes there's just, you know, you ever heard of a woman say, he might not be good for me, or he's the best thing that ever happened to me. He's the one. You ever heard
right,
that expression?
Right, right. Yeah,
a
yeah.
woman say,
mm-hmm.
he's the one.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes that one is the only one for that person. For that woman. So even if she's been attracted to other men or seen other men, she hasn't been attracted to him in that way. And so that
right,
one that
the
she
one.
Falls in love with, yeah, that she falls in love with, that's
right,
the
right.
one for her. And so when her man dies or something like that, or she breaks up, a lot of times they, you know, they don't remarry.
Right. They don't
like
both,
my mother's
yeah.
mother, my
right.
grandmother. My grandmother, she was in love with my grandfather, and when he passed away, she never remarried. Now, she had a boyfriend, but she would never marry. He asked her to marry her, and she would not marry that man because that was not the one for her.
Right, right.
So that's what it really is.
It was good enough.
It's a whole different thing for y'all.
Right. Exactly. It's a whole other ball game. So crazy. I remember, you know, telling my kids when they were young, I said, listen, as you guys get older, I want you to always make sure you look after your mom. I'm a guy, and I'll be able to tough it through, but she's a woman. And so
yeah.
I need you to always make sure you protect her integrity and do the best you can
Absolutely.
To love her through whatever she's going through. Don't worry about that. I'll be okay.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and so my kids have that in their brain. You know, I just, because I my dad didn't tell me that, but I maybe he did, because that's how I am with my mom. Like when my dad passed away, I started sending my mom Valentine's flowers every year. She was my girl.
Exactly.
You know.
Absolutely.
You know,
that was your first love.
So, that's right. That's what
your
she
mother,
always told
your
me.
Your mother
says, hey,
was your first love.
That's what she, like when I call her, she goes, hey, my first love.
Mm-hmm.
I go, oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your mom.
That's right.
Your mom
yeah.
was your first
mom
love. Just like for girls, their dad is their first love.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
So it depends on how their dad, you know, treats them. That determines how they are in a relationship.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. Yes. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mhm.
Well.
So.
Anyway, thank you so much for everything. I appreciate you, and we're going to love on you through your music and play your music here, and keep your legacy alive. And congratulations!
Thank you.
And come
so
back
much.
In a couple of weeks. Come back in a couple
I
weeks
will.
Or so when you have another number one. I know it's coming soon.
It's coming.
Well, that's so good. I'm so excited.
In 2022, so.
Okay.
Look out
all
for
right.
new music from me in 2022. Early 2022.
How's your producer?
Wendell's doing fine. I haven't spoken to him because I've been on vacation, like I said, but
right.
I'm sure
yeah,
that
right.
We text a little bit. I'm sure I'll be talking to him now that I'm back, so we can get
all
the
right.
ball
well,
rolling.
Happy.
Keep the ball rolling,
telling
that's what I should
I
say. I will.
Oh,
I will. Thank you so much for having me and celebrating with me and supporting this milestone that this milestone in my journey that I've accomplished or met or, you know, this goal I've accomplished. Yeah. So I appreciate that so much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
and shout out to
Solar
Radio listeners. Shout out to you guys. I love you all. And thank you for listening to my music and supporting it. You can go to KariRTaylor.com. That's KariRTaylor.com. KariRTaylor.com. And you can stream my music. You can read my bio, read all about me and what I'm doing in terms of, I'm also a philanthropist, so you can also read up about, you know, my nonprofit and everything too. So check it out. Love you guys.
Thank all right. All right. And Greg told me to tell you, you're so lovely. So.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. We'll be talking to you soon. As
thank
we're moving
you.
Up.
Thank you, Ardell. Thank you, Ardell.
Yes.
I'm on my grind, putting in my time. I've got to pay my dues. Been pushing on, can't hang around. I still got work to do. Been working hard, I'm doing my part to make my dream come true. Not holding back, I'm on the track to my breakthrough. Dedication, staying true to what I love. Determination is finally paying off. Here's to the haters and fakers, you never stop me. I'm better, I'm stronger, and everyone can see I'm moving up. Clean money, I'm a lady. Work hard, go hard, play hard. All eyes on me, I'm a star. Real truth, the gun kicked on me. And mama get along, cause my game is strong. Brains up, my beauty I saw. Rising to the top, making money, I'm a boss.
I've got to stay on top of my game and represent the best. Not gonna stop till I'm on top. I won't settle for less. I'm on the road to another plateau. I'm reaching for the sky. Look me now, I'm on a cloud, it's my time to shine. Dedication, staying true to what I love. Determination is finally paying off. Cheers to the haters and fakers, you never stop me. I'm better and stronger and everyone can see. Should we do it this way?
Ronnie Laws' son, Jermaine Laws, right here on Solar Records Radio. Man, oh man, it's called The X Factor, The Father and the Son. Wow, The Father is the X Factor on his single. That's beautiful, man. I love it. I love it. All right, guys. Well, you know, we got a little bit more time here on Solar Records Radio where we're just chilling, right? So I hope you guys got some good food, good company, and let me provide the good music. And so let's keep going here on Solar Records Radio with Lil Jon Coltrane. Thank you. John Coltrane. John. And, you know, that brother lived in the city of Philadelphia, right down the street from my dad's gas station. And I am so blessed. I had no idea that he was right there. My goodness gracious, right across the street from Fairmount Park. And, man, oh, man, John Coltrane. That's my favorite things. And so, but anyway, guys, I want to thank you all again for tuning in to Soul Art Records Radio today. It is, we got about another 20 minutes left in the show, and I appreciate hanging out with you guys on Hump Day. And so I do have my my partner in crime from Dynasty on the line, Miss Linda Carrier. What's up, Linda?
Yay. Hey, how are you guys?
It's a good day. We're good. It's a good day. Yes. How are you?
Man, I'm very well. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's great. I'm just so excited, Linda, about our new situation here, having a new song that's come out and stuff. And, man, oh, man, how blessed are we, you know, to be a part of something like this after, I think I said, 33 years since we had a song out from Dynasty. That's just absolutely amazing.
It is a lovely opportunity. It really is.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, one of the things I was very impressed with is that, you know, when you get started, when you, after 40 years of not doing anything together, or 33 years or whatever you want to call it, we haven't recorded together, just getting back together for the first time, it was something else. And just trying to figure it out, and, you know, everybody just rusty and trying to figure it out. You know, a lot of old school groups would get together and just start rehearsing and go on the road and perform. But we decided to take on a much bigger task, and that's to go in the studio. And when you go in the studio, it's all about perfection. And so for us to have not been, you know, it's just like, oh, my God, it just was. I remember, so iron sharpens iron, right? And so you get in there, and we are all, you know, bringing what our gifts together that we've been blessed with, and we're trying hard to get all this stuff together. And, man, oh, man, it was a lot of bumping heads, and, you know, but God is good, and we were able to get it done. The record company was awesome and supported and loved us as we were doing all this stuff. And now here it is. The day is the day that you can now pre-order our single. And I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to thank you for being the big sister in the room. we poor Linda, boy, we were all leaning on her, boy. She was like, another phone call. but you really handled it like that.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Artistically, it wasn't difficult at all. It was really just, you know, the space and time and the particular discipline of singing and recording, that, you know, and playing. I mean, that's the, just that. But if that's in your heart, you have to work at it all the time, even if you're more casual about it. It's still if you present yourself and say, I'm ready to take this on, well, you better be ready to take it on, because in a moment it will be heard whether you are ready or not. So
the artistic
part of playing and of singing, that was not really difficult. So, you know, it was fun to sing and to hear our voices projected very easily together. And it's just about, I mean, whatever you do in life, you have to own that, be serious about it and work at it. And we were doing that. So the process ultimately was a joy to, you know, to be together and to have the opportunity to do it. And,
I apologize, I'm sorry, my mic was, go ahead, my mic was muted, sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So ultimately, it was a fun experience, and it was, as Wardell said in the beginning, it takes real work. It's not effortless for even good friends, even musicians who have worked together, to come together immediately for a specific project. That's not effortless. But once you get into the groove of it, it takes on its own life, and you remember how you worked well together. So it was fun in that way.
Yes, it was, absolutely. It was an amazing experience. I really enjoyed it, and I hope that the people get to hear and appreciate the joy in the music that we had creating the music for you guys. It was a wonderful time. It was a wonderful opportunity to get together with my brothers and sisters. I've been around them longer than I've been around my own real siblings. It's just a long time working together. So
when I was dialing in, I was thinking of joking with your audience, but they've heard this joke before. When I say Wardell and I rarely talk, we don't talk often, you know, and that is the major joke.
Oh, yeah.
The major joke of all time.
Yeah, because if we don't talk, something's wrong. We usually talk every day. So.
Oh, yeah.
So,
totally.
But thank you, Linda, and I just can't wait until, you know, everybody gets to hear what we're talking about, and I just pray that you guys love it, and know that we love you and appreciate you guys, because without you guys, we wouldn't even had a career, and so because you guys were the ones supporting the companies, Solar Records, and all the artists and stuff over there, and so we do appreciate you guys very, very much, and we look forward to some more great songs coming out from us. So,
sure.
And hopefully we
it'll be it'll be real fun to hear the reaction to this very different piece. And there are a few other things in the works if they like this. So we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, guys, we're up and out of here. We're out of time. And I thank you so much, Linda, for everything that you do. And God bless you. And I'll be talking to you in a little bit.
Absolutely. That's right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'm sure you had a great time.
All right. Is there anything
else
you want to say?
And I will talk to you. I look forward to hanging out a little longer with everybody another time, and I look forward to that, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, sounds good. All right.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Love you and appreciate you. All right. We'll talk to you, Linda, in a bit.
Bye.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for being a part of Solar Records Radio. We're up and out of here. We appreciate you. And remember, you are the best. God bless.
Hey, it's Wardell. You ready?
I'm still hoping.
Truly the right thing to do when you know you've got the best to let them know you'll never let go.
Some say the best is under pressure. Temperature is rising, I'm about to blow. Sky high beyond any measure. What I won't do for a moment of pleasure. I've been waiting on so long.
Like that.